Hi, can I speak to Allison, please?
This is she.
Hey, Allison, how are you? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
Like the radio show?
Yeah, exactly like the radio show.
Hey.
How are you?
What's up?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Not too bad. Thank you for asking. We're just calling listeners in the local area to see
he's a liar.
What their favorite part of the show is this morning. Can you tell me what you like about the show the most?
I mean, you, of course.
Oh, good answer.
Thank you.
All
very
right,
good
Allison.
Answer.
That
very,
is a bunch
very
of
good
crap.
Answer. Actually, Allison, any idea why I might be calling you?
I have no idea.
Well, have you heard the second date updates before?
I think so. I normally listen to the phone taps.
Okay. Well, cool. Well, you are about to be the star of a second date update because you recently went out on a date with somebody and you're not calling them back and they want us to get a hold of you.
Oh.
His name is Tim. You met him at a charity function and ended up actually sleeping with him first night that you met him, which I think is...
What? No.
Don't worry, Allison.
Tim told us that you guys didn't sleep together. He said that he did fall asleep next to you, like, on the couch holding hands while watching a movie, though.
I'm sorry. This is just really weird that you guys, like, know all of this. I mean, it wasn't even a date. It was like I met him and then, like, we hung out.
Right. Well, we talked to Tim because he emailed us and asked if we could get you on the phone and find out why you...
Why?
Well, he said you seemed really upset at him the next morning, and he also wanted to see why you're not responding to any of his phone calls or text messages or anything.
Did you not, like, think it was a date when he was coming over, like you just wanted to be his friend or something?
No, I mean, like, it wasn't, like, an official date, but it was just, like, let's get to know each other. But I just realized that I don't think he's the one for me, and I would just rather not keep going there.
According to him, and you tell me if he's lying, he said that he woke up next to you. You seemed mad. You went in your room, stayed there for like 20 minutes, and then when you finally came out, you told him to leave.
Yeah, that's probably about right.
So that sounds like you're legitimately angry with the guy. Right now, it doesn't sound like you hate him or anything, but what could have happened to make you so mad in the morning?
I'm not angry at him. I just, it's complicated. I knew he wouldn't understand, and so it was just easier to not even go there.
Can you tell us so that you can give us a little bit of an understanding?
And to be honest, I got a sign. Huh. And it was just one of those things I knew.
A sign?
What sort of sign?
I don't expect you to understand, and I didn't expect him to understand, which is why I didn't even want to go into this, but I had a vision.
What do you mean? Like a dream?
What?
Yeah, I guess you would call it a dream. And Tim was in it, and he was, like, he was after me. He had, like, this huge samurai sword, and he was running after me, and he was, like, chasing me. So I was, like, running away.
What?
And are you seriously laughing at this?
I'm sorry. It's a little weird.
You know what?
You said, listen, we're not making fun of you for it. You even said we probably won't understand it, and I don't really understand why it would scare you enough to have a dream like that to not talk to somebody. So can you explain to me why a dream would make you feel that way in the morning?
I mean, it felt like it was one of those things. It was like a sign, like that God was warning me that, like, this wasn't a good relationship. Like, if you just meet somebody and you don't really know anything about them, and then they're in your dream and they're chasing you with a samurai sword, and at the end, like, I woke up when he stabbed me.
Yeah, okay. But dreams mean all sorts of weird things. Like,
you sometimes just get a gut feeling with things, and I have learned to trust my gut feeling, and I woke up from that. Like, I mean, I haven't had a nightmare like that in a really long time.
So were you mad at him in the morning, or were you scared of him? Is that why you went to your room?
It was a really scary dream. I haven't had a dream like that in a while. And it's not like, oh, I had a nightmare. Comfort me. Like, he was the one who was the nightmare. And oh. I needed some space.
But did he do anything at all in the awake world that was an indication of him being mean?
No. But, I mean, you hear those stories of people who seem to be really nice and then end up crazy. And I feel
Allison, I talked to him a little bit. He sounds like a weirdo to me. So.
No, he does not.
I think maybe your gut was. I think your gut was right on that one. I'm going to tell you, I support you, okay?
I don't feel like you're taking this very seriously.
Listen, this is the way that you feel. I might not understand it because a dream has never scared me so much to not talk to somebody. Mm-hmm. But if that's the way you feel, that's important, okay? And it scared you enough to not talk to him again. I'm just trying to get some clarification.
Okay. Yeah, that's why I didn't call him. So you can tell him and
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you like to talk to him about it?
No. I mean, that's why I haven't called him back or responded to his text. I think it's better if we just don't talk.
Okay, well, he is on the other line and would like to talk to you.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Tim is actually listening on the other line right now.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, this is so awkward.
Yeah, it is awkward. I mean, I'm paying for a crime that I didn't commit. I mean, come on. What if I was trying to protect you in the dream? Do you think of it that way?
You stabbed me.
That is, yeah, that's.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Maybe. I don't know how that's protecting her, Tim, stabbing her with a, was it a samurai sword, you said?
It was a samurai sword.
I mean, this is ridiculous. This is so unfair. I mean, I
well, you know, I'm sure you're a great guy. I'm sure you probably wouldn't actually stab anybody, but I just, there's a reason I didn't call you back.
Okay, Allison, hold on. We spent about 10, 11 hours together in real life, in real time, and we had a great, great time. Then you have, like, probably, I don't know, a 20 to 25-minute dream about me running around with some sword, and you're going to take 25 minutes of dream world versus 11 hours of real time? I mean, you got to give me a chance.
It's true.
It wasn't just a dream, Tim. I think that there was something prophetic to it. There was something, I feel like it was a sign. It's not just a scary dream. I feel like it means that we're not supposed to be together.
He just seems so nice. I mean, like, how many guys will just hold your hand while you fall asleep and not try anything?
And that's exactly what people say about guys who will stab you with a samurai sword.
Come on.
It's better to listen to your gut, Allison. Trust me, okay? You don't want to be another statistic.
Allison, how about this? Is there someone else in your life trying to hurt you? Because I can help you with that.
There is nobody. I'm not some, like, traumatized little girl, okay? I had a dream. It freaked me out. I don't want to date you. It's that simple.
Now, that brings me to my question, Allison. Would you like to go on a second date?
With,
okay. You didn't even let me finish. I was going to offer to pay for it. What if it's a nice Asian restaurant?
No!
Chinese or Japanese, something like that.
You know what? You guys have already made fun of me. Enough of this. I got to go.
Okay.
Oh. All right. Oh,
no. Hey, Tim, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Tim, stop stabbing girls with samurai swords in their sleep, man.